them is that there are things hanging already in the atmosphere. This place is charged. We're trusting God that God will release them upon our lives. You see, God never intended that the Christian life should be lived in such a way that what you need to prosecute it is what came from you. You lack that capacity. Something bigger than us. I like that sound. Keep it that way. Something bigger than us, stronger than us, have to enter inside of us and begin to walk. Begin to walk. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. You see, something we have here today. Some of you, you didn't intend to come. I don't know why you came. There are many reasons why I shouldn't be here, but God wants me to be here. I don't know for how many. Most times when I come to places like this, I don't look for many people. I'm trained to look for the few. There is a reason why Jesus chose 12 out of possible thousands. He fed thousands, 5,000, but he chose 12. He chose 12. Because the principle of the kingdom is the principle of seed. You can just get the key of them, put fire in their bones, and send them out. The job will be accomplished. Then gathering and gathering is not bad to gather as long as they carry the fire. Now remember, there is a mandate on our generation. You know what is mandate? A mandate is something that overrules every other thing we are doing. I mean, every other effort comes under that mandate. He makes his angels, spirits, and his ministers flames on fire. We are going to conquer our generation. It's only if we burn with the coals of the earth. And I found out one thing, that there are levels and levels in the glory. There are levels and levels in the glory. I'm supposed to talk on the protocols of God's presence. You know why I'm doing this thing? I'm meaning that the wise people amongst you should be praying. There is no what you heard really from your ears that is profitable. The scripture says, he that had an ear. So if you want to hear in the spirit, you have only one ear. It's either you hear or you didn't hear in the spirit. It's either you heard or you didn't. But physically, you can hear from here and it will be from the other end.
I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. I've lost my Receive my soul. Receive my soul. When scripture says the voice was not there until there came a voice. Don't go. The voice is the highest testimony of the man that has met God. If you met God, what will he tell you? Moses said to God, what will I tell these people? How will I convince them that you are the one that sent me? He said, tell them that I am sent you. The Lord God of your fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God must put mercy in your mouth. If not that, I didn't intend to pray. In fact, if you know what I passed through in the last 4 days, you will wonder why I'm still standing like this. But it's not prayer. Let me show you what is waiting on. From today, next time if you want to wait on God, this thing will solve all your challenges in the pursuit of God. I want to solve your problem now. Are you with me? See, it is not important to just hear things and you don't even know how to do it. I've seen people say they went to wait on God.
Because if you waited on God indeed, then a few things we will see as signs. One of them is that a voice must come. You must receive instruction. That's by the way. I need them. Let me show you what it means to wait on God. Where the scripture says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run, they will not be tired, they will walk, they will not faint. This is what the scripture means when it says they that wait upon the Lord. I need to head down. Let me use your own. You will not, the Holy Spirit will leave. No, untie it for me. Untie it. I need another head down. Give me your own. Yes, you will not chase your own. I will give you very soon. Two experiments today. If you go next time, try it. When you try it, you will see results. That is why if you must wait on God, it must cost you a lot of time. The greatest price you pay actually waiting on God is time. It's not even about the fasting. In fact, I don't have time. The things that matter here in waiting on God is not prayer, it's not fasting. Those things are foundation, basic things of being a Christian. Is not even about waiting on God. But if it's about touching the tangibility of the presence, the number one key is waiting on God. God is never in a hurry to do anything. In fact, if you are in a hurry, He will wait till you have exhausted all the strength of the flesh. And then you come to a point where you start begging that you can't do anything more. You can't do anything more. That's when He will come. That's part of the reason why Saul lost his throne. Because even though what he didn't understand is the concept that is working in the realm of the spirit, that God is trying to break the arm of flesh in his life. So he told him to wait for 7 days. Do you know after 7 days, flesh was not yet broken in his life? So he went to offer sacrifice. As soon as he did it, God came. Because the context, God would have come on the first day. That is Samuel. But God is waiting for adventure. The 7 days is not a 7 days that God cannot cut short. It's a 7 days that is intended to achieve something. Unfortunately, after 7 days, the intent was not yet achieved. So you must understand the context of waiting. God is a king. So he will wait till many things are in place before he starts coming. So they that wait upon the Lord. This thing I'm telling you, I can bring the New Testament perspective, but we don't have time. I have 20 minutes. But if this is the only thing I told you today, it will help you. This is an example. That word wait actually means to do braid. You know how you braid your hair? This is the first one. This is the second one. Second strand. Are you seeing it? This is the Spirit of God. Are you seeing it? This is your own spirit. Are you seeing it? Now, remember, they are in the same container. Doesn't mean they are mixed. This is what it means to wait on God. You know how to braid. Small. Don't watch it. Small. Start tying it. Are you watching? So this is what it means to wait on God. When you wait on God, it's okay. This you will finish. Just wait. This is what it means to wait on God. When you wait on God, you are being tied. Your spirit and the spirit of God are being tied in one union. That is why the scripture says in the book of John chapter 15, he said, abide in me. The question is, how do you abide? Have you ever asked that question before? This is what it means. So as your spirit is being tied with the spirit of God, union is being achieved. Because this place of union is the place of total surrender. That's the place that a man, you can actually say that a man is carrying the presence of God. Every other thing you felt, you can feel some things externally. Before this point, you cannot still say the man carries the presence. And this thing takes long to achieve, depending on many things. Some people have been there many times, so they already know what to do. Sometimes you have a lot of worries in your heart. You can't tie. The Holy, are you with me? You can't tie with the Holy Spirit. You have unrepentant issues in your heart. You can't tie. Issues, not to talk of issues of loss and all those ones, if you know, it's basic. You can't tie. Issues of motive, you can't. You are worshiping, you are feeling some things. That thing is not the weight. I know when I touch the weight, it's customized. If you like, close your eyes. Even me as a human, if I enter here, you will know that a spirit entered. God cannot enter here and you won't know. If you like, be deaf. If you like, be blind. If you like, be dead. If God enters, you will know. Now, this is what happens. When we say we wait, it's like breathing. You know, some of you go for breathing and you go by 8 a.m., is it not true? And come back by 5. Who told you that if you want to breathe with the Spirit of God, you do it in 30 minutes? No, you don't do it in 30 minutes. This is the when God achieves this, this is. There are actually three journeys. Because before you start this one, you must have touched the tangibility. Before you start this one, you must have touched. Because it's not as soon as you say, Father, I love you. No, no, you know. There's a point of ascendance. Once you reach that place, for some of you, you must have a feeling in your body to know. For me, I don't trust feelings so much because I have a lot of feelings on my body. So I can't trust that one so much. There is something in my spirit. My spirit is very large. Once it opens, I will know that something has happened. From there, I will start waiting. That is when it can be prayer, it can just be meditation, it can just be nothing. It can just be solitude. As a matter of fact, you know what is solitude? My greatest strength in my walk with God is solitude. It's not fasting, it's not praying. No. I have studied the scripture. What people see about Jesus is not what I'm seeing. They will say Jesus went away on his own. I noticed that it seems as if Jesus likes to be alone a lot. Every man that touched heavy things with God, that is able to reconfigure things, stayed alone a lot. We are in a generation where noise is everywhere. Believe me. And these are the things I practice. But I'm not just using my experience because it can fail you. You can do what, but I'm just teaching you the principles. Once you touch the tangibility, you know how you watch it and you feel that thing you feel like the presence is. That is not yet the presence. Now, it is from there you wait. If you don't touch that thing, and be careful what made you to touch it. Sometimes it can be prayer that made you touch it today. Don't assume it must always be prayer. Another time it can be worship. Another time, it can just be Bible study. I've been doing Bible study. I was doing Bible study one time in Makoni. But I've been doing Bible study and encountered the same thing. It can just be meditation, solitude. Are you with me now? It can also be a combination of the two. You pray, you worship, you pray, you worship. This is how you do. Follow me, follow me. Follow me. This thing I'm teaching you now is the practical aspect of touching realities in God. People can tell you, pray, pray, pray. You are not praying. Do this. Wait on God. Do this. You don't even know what they are talking about. You don't even know how to engage. I'm giving you weapons now. I'm giving you skills. Now this is what happens. Once you notice, you worship, worship. I notice that the spirit that came to help you have left worship. Now this, sometimes after 30 minutes, the spirit emphasis will leave worship and enter prayer. Have you noticed it? After some time, you also leave prayer and enter back to worship, but not the type of worship you started with. Sometimes he will be silent. Don't say I love, you know, some of you like worship songs, you like worship songs. So you want to download all the album. It's only you that is a joker. The Holy Spirit is not a joker. He's a talent himself, but his time is precious to him. He's not willing to no joker. He's not willing to waste time with you if you are not ready. Once you notice that he leads you, you can't be singing anything with this. He's so sensitive. So sensitive. Then you begin to tire. If you obey, it's like ladder. I hope you know it's ladder. If you obey, if you successfully pass the first stage, you have tired. Continue tired. Then it comes with prayer. You tire. Then he drops a scripture in your heart. You rush your Bible like this. Open it and read it. Meditate, meditate. You are still time. 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 Are you with me now? Sometimes it will come. Wait, you are tying too fast. You see, this is what is the challenge. This is the challenge with our generation. They tie too fast. Actually, this is where the Holy Spirit should still be. And this is what people carry out and say, Kai, we touch the presence of God today. Oh, I've been in meetings, people say, Kai, the presence is strong. Me, no, I didn't feel anything. Because where I was coming from is so dense that what they say is the presence is a mockery. Was not impartation. No. It is not every time somebody fell under power is impartation. No. Sometimes it's the glory and presence that has even entered your human body. You see, my problem, my time has finished. I'm stopping in 5 minutes' time. That has entered your body just because you entered God's presence. Years ago, when the Holy Spirit invaded me in my room, I came out and entered prayer meeting, entered church, everybody was falling under power. That one is not impartation. It is just that the people cannot withstand the atmosphere that I entered it. That's what happened when Gabriel met all those people. That thing that Gabriel did to Daniel, he can't do it for every person. That's what the truth. I'm sorry to tell you these things. But it's not everybody that Gabriel can knock out with his glory. There are men also that stand so in the presence of God. Because the testimony of Gabriel is that what? I stand in the presence of God. If you stand enough, if Gabriel comes, he can talk to you one-on-one and nothing will happen. By the way, now let me come back to the practicals. As you continue time, these are the protocols. You wait, this waiting is not a small thing. Keep less. There is another practical inside this practical. Eh? Find water in a cup or in a bowl and bring a foam or a cloth for me. Rush, fine. You see, those days I will give you service as I'm around them. This is what I do. My boss in my PPA said the reason why I came for you service is to come and teach. I said, what? The reason why I came to Abeokuta is to teach? I said, God forbid. As a matter of fact, what NYSC gave me was Abara, and that's where I wanted to go as a food scientist. That's where you have the highest concentration of food producing companies and beverages and all that. So that's where I wanted to go. But because of God, I denied my ambition, my desire, my career. And I came to Abeokuta, and one man said that it's because of teaching I came. No, that one is undercover. Meanwhile, I have to agree with him that if you know he's undercover. You see, don't do undercover job for God without agreement. I hope you know it's important to have agreement. Some of you, God has sent you to places that looks as if you must have agreement, because a day the real police will come for searching, and there must be something you have under to prove that actually you are undercover. So we agreed, finally, after we fought, he reported me to local government inspector. In fact, they were going to give me extra year. They didn't know they are talking to a dead man. I gave myself 2 years. In case they will give me 3 months, I gave myself 2 years. I said, it's good. I will cook more. If you don't come to that point, you won't touch it again. The quality of your work with God is dependent on consecration. The things you do, others are not doing. The state of your heart. You must learn these things. This is how the presence comes. And I will tell you what happens. Because when I come back from that place, the people will see things happening. They won't know what really happened for that thing to start happening. Now I'm telling you what happens, and this thing, some preachers experience it, but they cannot explain it. But I'm explaining it for you so that you too, when it starts, you will know. When you feel that presence, that's no time to leave. It is a sign that you are now welcome. Some people, when they tell them you are welcome, they will carry it and say, oh, we felt the presence of God today. It was mighty in our meeting. I look at them and say, babe, same matter. God just opened the door for you. Instead of you to tarry and wait, you continue praying and fasting until the wait comes. It was inside that place, the man we agreed after everything. I used to go to, there's a place that NCCF Ogun State, they meet, Assemblies of God in Barra. 11 a.m. every morning, I've closed. There's nobody that knows. Of course, you don't tell this sort of thing to people. If you knew, even my best friend didn't know. I don't know what happened. He just stumbled and met me that place one time. And we entered the church. In fact, I stayed there for so long that the elder started handing over the key to me. I will come by 11 and I will start doing these things that from that 11 to 5, depending on the activity we have in the family house. By the time I'm coming by 5, I am drunk. I will look at everybody. Nobody is at the same spiritual plane with me. I won't feel like talking. Some people will say, I'm a snob, I'm this. What will I tell you? The burden that God has put in my heart, you won't even understand it. That's why when you see people that talk too much, they have not stayed with God. But one of the first things God will do is to shut your mouth first. You stop talking. If you don't stop talking, He won't speak to you. Now, this is what happened. There is a river that gladdens the city of God. And a testimony has been given to us that that river is the Holy Ghost. For the scripture said that this is spake concerning the Holy Spirit that will be sent. That out of our belly shall what? What? Rivers of living water. So this is what happens. This is practical. This is what your spirit. Actually, you make contact with your spirit, but at the end, it doesn't stop in your spirit. Sometimes, in fact, the target is your soul. Sometimes it ends even in your body. In fact, sometimes it ends in the clothing that you are wearing. This is what is called soaking. Once you know what I've been teaching now. This is what some people do. You can touch it like this. You know, we touch water, is it not true? You know the way he did. Some of this he can spray now. He said, this guy. Initially, I used to do it. I'm using myself as the lab rat. Sometimes I'll go for meeting, anointed, we finish. I'll do magic and leave. It will seem as if you are not anointed. It will seem as if you never touched the presence. It will seem as if you never met God. This dryness is not from God. You didn't say, yes, you touched the presence, but you just touched and left. And when you were leaving, you scattered water everywhere. And people now followed you to come and drink the water. They came, and even you don't have any water. Some people can dip it and stay for some time. This one can do you to clean the chest one. Is it not true? Yes. It can last for 2 months. But if you are not yet soaked, you have not waited enough. This cannot transform your soul. This cannot make somebody that finds it hard to talk, an introvert, this cannot make him bold. You have to be drunk. People like us, in our natural strength, are not meant to speak to crowds. That's why I must find a way to always be clothed. I must find a way. You know, some people are orators. Not me. I know myself. My name is, they call me Chedukwoku, like Chedutok. That's how bad it is. You must have noticed I like staying in the back. It's my nature. It's not. I didn't learn it. I can stay an observer. I'm a good observer. For me to stand here, it has to be Jehovah. And I've learned one thing. To do what? So this is what happens. You put it. Say, stay. Stay. Wait. Sometimes 1 hour will pass. I'll be waiting. Oh God, I want to see. Don't leave me like this. Sometimes I will put them in worship. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4, 5, 6. If I don't have time again, I will just stagger out. If you must have the presence, you must know you have to wait and long. When you so busy for long, something happened. They will literally smell God. It was, if it was fire that God revealed in his presence to you, are you with me? If you pass people, they will smell that fire. If it was love that he revealed with you, when you speak with people, they can literally touch the love of God without you talking about love. Some people organize meeting on love. You, what you are seeing is hatred and competition. No, they don't know the God of love. It's a revelation. Didn't wait long enough. That's why me, I will die waiting. People will come and tell you, this one, you are doing this thing. Are you not doing it too much? Are you not doing it too much? The day you find out, alternative, come and tell me. Because even your Savior, Jesus, he waited for long. The scripture says sometimes he stays all night. Pastor, Jesus is doing all night. Why? You see, the scripture says the disciple is not greater than the master. If Jesus did these things, you must do it. That's why he will come out and say, as I see my father do. Where did he see his father? On the streets? No. You see, the things you are struggling with is not. If you understand this thing, if you practice it, your prayer points will reduce like this. I see people cry, you know, I'm sick, I'm this one, that one, that one, many things, witches and all that. No. I don't pray against witches. I don't have that time now. I'm too busy to pray against witches. I'm too busy. When you touch the coals of fire, please, oh, let me ask you last, before I leave. If you are boiling water, we fly across that place. No, the fly is free. So the witch is free to come. But meanwhile, me, I won't make it my prayer point. Because there are many more important things that the kingdom is demanding. What have you done? And you thought you have waited? No. If you wait, you will see the testimony. If there is intimacy, man of God, one of the signs is that the fruit must show. You see, we might not know what happened in the inside, but there is only one way we know that something happened. After some time, we start seeing some fruit. Some of the things you are asking God, even some of the limitations that we have, the empowerments that we seek, it can only take a density of waiting in the presence. There are things God can give you now, it will kill you. The truth is that even the anointing, you know, you say, you come and tell me, I need fire. I like you, I love you. So I will be encouraging you. If I give you half of my own fire, you will be mad, literally. You can't even coordinate school. People that touched that type of fire when they were in campus, they were not able to finish school. Yes, they were not able to finish school because they have not really received the capacity to carry that fire and be normal. You know what happens when you now wait this long? Emiko, this is what happens. God begins to introduce you to higher densities of his presence. You will not know, just like Moses, you will now come out and think you are still normal. The scripture says, he wist not that his face shone. That's how I stayed 5 days in Vet Mountain. I came down, my face was shining. I thought I was still like him. Because after some time, that thing that makes your body shake like this, your body will stop shaking. Because there is something more. You cannot cast out 7 demons with your body shaking like this. No, you must carry a weight. Touch your neighbor, say, wait, yes. And for you to carry weight, you have to stay long enough. So God will start introducing you gradually. Who is a nurse here? Somebody is sick. I want to, you are supposed to administer maybe 500 milligrams. And you know that if you give the person 500 milligrams direct, that's what the person needs. But if you give the person 500 milligrams, the person will even die or will be deformed. Those times they say children can be deformed. So we start giving it 5 for 10. And we must finish this thing in 2 days' time. You just did 1 hour and you felt one cool breeze and you are leaving. The men that came, they are just arriving and you are leaving. They will say, "Ah, who is this one?" The president doesn't come every day. If he comes, make sure you say, at the beginning it might seem as if nothing is happening, but after some time people cannot, they don't know you, but the weight you are carrying is heavy. Forget about gymnastics. If you see a heavy person, you know. Yes, if it's not for weight, people like us won't be here, because there is nothing in the physical to testify about us. But weight is what God respects, and weight is what Satan respects. Weight is what you need. Because when the right circumstance comes, it is not that you came and said, "Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire," that solved the challenge. Some of the time, the weight will just, you just know that your shock absorber is too strong that the devil cannot even break through with the arrow he is bringing.
Peace.
hunger large enough to keep me there. I always want to come out when I should not. Give me hunger. Give me hunger. To test our hunger. To test our hunger is divine.
Presence that you have. Oh God, man to me, man
mantle me with your presence. Mantle me with your presence. The gifts are good. The gifts are good. Many things are good. Even the power of God is good, but the presence is everything. Is everything. Is everything. Is everything. Saneto kadi da bara te kata sanema na ranto kate kabara ta kata statete na ta 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 ishata ta ta te 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 people that he wants to touch. See, jump into this river. That's part of the reason I pray this last prayer is for you to jump into this river. You see, the sign will come. It will come. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. It will seem as if you are bedded with waves and waves. It will be waves. It will be cascading. And it will be getting stronger. By the minute, it will be getting stronger. It will be getting stronger. It will be getting stronger. It will be waves and waves. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, it will be waves and waves. It can even touch your mortal body. It can even be, it will have effect on your body. Waves and waves. In intensity, it will be increasing. It can carry the power. It can carry the power. The power can increase. The power, the intensity can increase. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Seko, bete, katata, 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 Holy Ghost, katata, 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 shate kateka, shakatetete, shate kopata parata. Sate kota kapeta na teya, zate kete kete te, zota kate kate kato, zante kete 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 te, zata kata kata shata da. Some of you is like a blanket, like a blanket. Jesus. Lift your hands. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you give new wounds of the Spirit to people. As I speak now,
new wombs, new wombs,
to vex new capacities,
new wombs.
Two people that will come under the anointing of God. And as they come under the anointing of God, God will begin to impart it to many other people. Holy Spirit, let your hand, let your anointing come upon those two people. Let your anointing come upon them. 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 Strong, let your power come upon them. 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 Stronger.
He's too strong.
He's the anointing of the Spirit. He's the anointing of the Spirit. Is 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 the anointing of the Spirit. Two people. I'm looking for two people. It's a sign. Two people.
Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. Put your hands stronger. By power.
Names are being granted to people. Make sure you are praying. God is granting new wombs to people. What you will be able to do after now will be strange to you. You see, you cannot give birth to more than your womb can carry. They will look at some people, they say you are pregnant with twins. No. There are some people, they will be pregnant, they will say, this is your womb. Are you sure it can carry this destiny? Are you sure you can deliver this agenda in this territory?
Womb.
Put your right hand on your womb. Something will happen to you. This one is just your right hand in your womb. Put your right hand. Holy Spirit, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that wombs be granted to men in the name of Jesus Christ. Wombs. Yes, I can see in the Spirit. I can see in the Spirit. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's like it can come like a very strong tug on your tummy. It's getting stronger. It will be enlightened. By the moment, it will be enlightened. It will be enlightened. It will be enlightened. It will be enlightened. Oops. Let your wounds give birth to babies.
Thank you.
If your presence doesn't go with me, don't send me if you don't give me your presence. Don't commission me for a work your presence does not sponsor. Don't send me without your presence.